B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early.
I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's Thursday. Like a short week, don't we?
So the shorter, the better.
Yep. It's Thursday. I keep reminding myself it's Thursday.
Yeah.
You guys haven't worked on Thursday in a while.
I know. Wait a minute, Brian. Don't reveal our secret, Brian. That was us last week, Thursday and Friday. We were
the week
here.
The week before,
through the magic of Magic Radio. Scattered thunderstorms today. Very muggy out.
It's gross. I just want to let everyone
know.
It's
soupy, isn't it?
It's gross. Like, I woke up. And I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's September. I was told that this weather is behind us.
It will be soon.
And then, like, I couldn't get my fog thing, you know, like the defroster thing in my car.
Yeah.
It didn't work at all.
No.
I was using my wipers. It just kept fogging up again.
Mm. It's cold. It's warm.
It's
not getting the window clear.
Oh, I'm not
it's
the
ridiculous.
Only one. Okay,
no,
good.
I almost ran into a guardrail.
Oh, all right.
I was like,
perfect.
Oh, my God.
Well, we
Where'd
have scattered thunderstorms today. At a high of 79. More rain tonight. And Brian, like you said before, they're going to be heavy downpours once this sky cracks.
That's what Harvey was saying last night.
Harvey.
Because there's a lot of moisture in the air.
Boy,
it's very moist out.
Moist.
Hey, that's your favorite word.
It's nobody's
favorite
word.
We use that a lot today. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh,
love
God.
That word.
Damp.
Damp and moist.
Dank.
Dank's the worst because dank is just, yeah.
All those things.
You know where it's muggy and humid a lot, but beautiful at the same time?
Yeah, what?
The Caribbean.
Yep.
That's where rich Americans are fleeing to. How about that?
Yeah, they don't go to Detroit, Bob.
I just saw the business has been booming in recent months for citizenship advisors, government agencies, and real estate developers in Caribbean islands. How would you like that as
you know
an
what?
Option?
Well, the rich Americans are going to ruin everything.
So they're doing COVID.
Glad to know they're doing
the
okay.
Isn't
I thought they
great?
Went to New Zealand. Like, I was
that
under
too.
The...
That
yeah.
too. But the Caribbean's closer. You can still pop in back and forth. So there you have it.
That's interesting.
It's never dank there. It's just a
it's
nice...
It's just right.
Just right.
And just a little bit of the hint of calypso music in the background.
That's right.
What a life.
What a
little bit
life.
Of rum.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a lot, depending
there
on
you
who
go.
You are.
a lot. All right, it's 5:45, and we're moving right along. Million Dollar Scramble is, we're still at number 18, but the good news, yesterday, 5 o'clock hour, Diane from Cambridge got the second song.
Oh, so she cracked
hope
it.
You're listening. We have one and two. Coming up at 8 o'clock, your chance to get $345,000. Then you're in the running for the big one, LBF.
$1 million.
That's it.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes. And it's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for your SuperStart battery built to handle even the toughest conditions. Visit your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. O'ReillyAuto.com. I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Winter's coming, right?
Yeah.
Your blades might be chattering soon.
Oh, they might.
So, wow. Just like Game of Thrones.
Just like it.
Winter's coming. All right, LBF. What do you got?
If you say this one thing to your dog, it can affect its heart.
Aww.
I'll tell you what it is.
Okay. I hope it's a good thing. We'll find out. Okay, Brian Bell.
The nominations are out for this year's National Toy Hall of Fame. Some good ones on there.
Okay. The Toy Hall of Fame.
Love that.
Is Battleship on it?
I think that's already in.
No, that's good to know.
Oh,
that's my
know.
Favorite.
Really?
Did you play Battleship?
Yeah, you're a Navy man.
No. I'm a pacifist, Bob.
You are. You wouldn't have played Battleship. Good point. Okay. Do you take magnesium every day?
No, because I'm not 100.
Okay. Well,
wow.
A That's nice.
I got my pills. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why you should, okay. Even at your young, spry age.
Oh, thanks.
Stay tuned.
All right.
Okay, go for it.
All right, if you say this one thing to your dog, it can affect its heart rate. What is it? I love you.
Dogs aww. Like that?
Yeah,
really?
Dogs love it, actually.
In any language.
A new study showed that when owners told their dogs they loved them, the dog's heart rate increased an average of 46%.
Wow.
And they also found dogs' heart rate decreases by 23% on average when they cuddled their owners. So I don't know if like it's like heart fluttering, like yes, excited, and then when yeah. you cuddle, it calms them down.
Yeah.
So it affects them.
Yeah.
And it affects their heart, and you should probably just say it because it's nice.
Yeah. That's nice.
Instead of get off the couch
or
don't
for your
eat
husband?
That. I don't know. You'd have to ask him. Depends who's saying it.
If only he was a dog.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, he is.
Time to go. Brian, what do you got?
Okay. The National Toy Hall of Fame.
Too early.
Has released their 2020 finalists. These are the 12 toys that... There's going to be three inductees chosen by the panel of judges and three that are like the public's vote,
okay.
popularity vote, toyhalloffame.org. Voting opened yesterday. So here are the 12 that are nominated this year. Baby Nancy, Bingo, Brayer Horses, Jenga, Light Bright, Masters of the Universe, you know, He-Man,
yep.
My
yep.
Little Pony,
yep.
Risk,
yep.
Sidewalk Chalk,
yep.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Tamagotchi and Yahtzee.
Yeah.
The only one I really like, and we play at our house,
yeah.
Jenga.
Jenga. Yeah. Yeah.
Jenga's excellent.
Good. I forgot what Sorry was about.
Oh, Sorry.
I remember Sorry. What happened?
Sorry.
What was that?
Sorry. I don't know. I played it, and I was annoyed, and I don't like board
any
games.
Yeah. Any game named Sorry is it's, just, yeah. you know, doesn't sound
sorry.
Fun.
It's kind of fun.
Light bright, turn on the magic of colored light.
Nightmare.
Kids just pop in the colored pegs to create favorite characters or their own light pictures.
Light bright.
The thing with Light Bright, you played it once and you put it away. Am I
no,
right?
No, it came with like five sheets and then you'd run out of them quickly. You'd have like your brother would like all mess it all up.
Yeah.
And so your little like ship looked like a mess.
Yeah.
And then you'd lose
the little
things and your mother would step on them. I'm throwing that Light Bright away.
That's it.
Nightmare.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Well, good luck getting in.
That's what they should have called it. That's what they should have called it. Nightmare. Okay. So here's why you should take magnesium now. Because studies suggest that the older you get, the more it helps you retain muscle.
No.
That's not a good thing. Muscle. So you'll keep your muscle. A recently published study from East Anglia, and that's in England, involving 441 people found a direct link between physical strength in older people and the amount of magnesium present in their muscle tissue. So,
what is like a natural magnesium?
You can get it in beans, nuts, seeds, leafy green veggies, fish, meat, and dairy.
No Twinkies?
No. You can put them in a Twinkie. Pop
That's
it.
Nutty.
Yeah, there you go.
A nutty Twinkie. All right.
No, and it's been hard to find magnesium since the pandemic because it's also thought to help your immune system against the COVID, along with zinc.
What about Twinkies?
Shortage of those, too. Different reason.
Asking for a friend.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right. new magnesium-filled Twinkies.
Oh, God.
Available at a store near
That's
you.
Great idea.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
And now... Here's the WROR I Wish I Missed It News team, Bob and LBF.
Thank you. Okay, here's news that you wish you missed, but we have to report it to you.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yes, all right, LBF, what do you have first?
I'm sorry, everybody, but I need to tell you.
Yeah.
You know what? Some people are out of work during this pandemic. It's tough. It's particularly tough for Yuko Ogasawara of Tokyo.
Who's Yuko?
She is the world's oldest porn star.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
She's 84.
Okay.
She's upset because of the pandemic. I haven't been able to shoot since last fall.
Oh, no.
I'm just put God, right there. That. That's it.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. She's adorable, by the way. I saw a picture of her. She looks
84.
Like your adorable
God,
Japanese grandmother.
On your computer. Yeah.
Oh, it's bad. Sorry, HR.
Your computer. The company was searching for Japanese porn.
All right.
It's my job.
News you wish you missed. A woman in New Hampshire was told she couldn't wear her McCain Hero Trump Zero shirt when she went to vote in the primary on Tuesday.
Yeah.
What did she do?
What did she do?
She took it off and voted topless.
Oh.
Right there in New Hampshire.
Wow, Bob.
We're not sure how old she is. She could be Yuko's age.
That's okay.
Film at 11. Stay tuned.
Oh, boy, yeah. Yeah. Thanks for that.
What do you got?
All right, we're Dancing with the Stars, as you know. Carol Baskin.
Carol Baskin, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
she,
this one.
Oh, you cool cats and kittens.
Yeah.
Tiger King. She will dance to Eye of the Tiger
for her
first dance.
You knew it, right?
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to.
Carol Baskin.
All right.
Are you even
going to
watch that?
Eye of the Tiger. She had to go there, right? What other Tiger songs were there?
None.
That's it.
And I mean, finally, Born Free, right? But that's a lion thing.
That's more of a Waltz, right? Born Free.
What
free
a movie.
As
I know.
Yeah, I just remember.
Yep.
And finally, let's go back to Japan.
Oh, can we?
Yes.
Because it's fun there, apparently.
Oh, boy.
Especially for the senior citizen
They're
set.
Crazy. God. An artist in Japan has started hosting funerals for sex dolls.
Oh my God.
For $800 a piece. Because some Japanese men have a lot of trouble saying goodbye to their old dolls and want to have a funeral for them.
I was sad when I had to give up baby alive.
Oh, my gosh. Hope they cremate them.
Wow.
Me too.
Could you imagine that?
No.
Talk about the emissions.
I really didn't want to imagine that, and here we are.
I wish I missed
Yikes.
It news.
I wish I missed it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What if they make them up, put a dress on, and... You know,
stop? You're really thinking about it.
Well, what is that?
He's a curious man.
Yeah.
Brian, Bob is a curious man. He wants to know
baby alive
the details. Yeah, I mean, I get
that's
baby alive
visual.
Was a nightmare.
Okay.
So.
Anyway, news I wished I missed, but we have to report it.
We have to. It's our job, Bob.
Okay, what else is coming up with Dirty Laundry?
Okay, I'm going to tell you about the documentary that I watched this weekend. It's about the amusement park people went to
die. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want to see this.
Amazing.
I've been there.
It's amazing.
Been there. Not when it was open, but afterwards. And you will not believe it.
Okay.
It was nuts.
We're going to talk about it.
It was so Jersey. People love it when you lose. 646. Let's check out the Dirty Laundry with LBF.
Okay, what actress is never, 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 never getting married again?
Jeez.
But before we get to that, I want to talk about the most fascinating documentary on air right now. I watched it on HBO Max, sign up free for 7 days, and then dump it.
I want to watch this.
Okay.
All right. It's called, it's the amusement park where people would go to be really injured or perhaps die.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in New Jersey, and it was called Action Park. And the documentary is Class Action Park. And here's the trailer so you can see how nutty it is.
There's nothing in the world like Action Park.
Baby, let me take you to the Action Park. Action, Action Park.
The story of Action Park is a true crime story.
The engineering behind this, if there was any engineering, was just nuts.
Build it higher, make it faster. People controlled the action.
Combine that with liquor and anything goes.
Oh, there were no rules. For a lot of kids, that was heaven.
And if you couldn't swim well, yikes.
Oh my God.
Did you watch it?
Oh, I watched it.
Oh,
and
wow.
I watched it with Dave Falcone,
yeah.
who is from New Jersey. Mm. This is in northern New Jersey. And,
yeah.
And in the middle of it, I'm like, have you ever been? He's like, I don't think so. In the middle of it, he texts his best friend because he's like, I remember something. It's coming back to me. And he texts his best friend. He said, did we ever go to Action Park? And he said, yeah, it was a complete chaos. There were ambulances everywhere.
Yeah, right.
We had to get out of there as soon as possible.
Well, the Alpine slide was insane.
The Alpine
right?
slide is where somebody actually did die.
They died.
Yeah, because the engineering was so bad. But it was this.
You controlled your own brakes.
Yes,
right?
They have one up in Gunstock in New Hampshire.
Oh,
my
awesome.
Brother has a scar from that.
Okay,
so
but he's reckless. But they had this thing called this was this list, 10 insane rides from Action Park. But the Cannonball Loop has to be the craziest one. And it is exactly what it is describes. Loop? It's you go down. Uh-huh. It looks like a cylinder-covered tunnel.
Yeah.
And then it goes into a loop.
Yeah.
And then you
it's
shoot out.
It's a water slide.
It's not a water.
It's
a
not
water,
a water slide,
slide. But you don't come out on water. You come out on a mat. And what happened was they sent crash test dummies down the first time, and they came out completely dismembered. Yeah. And then the owner of the Action
Park
would pay the kids who worked for him $100 to test it. So they would go down. It was so unsafe. Yeah. I mean, there were like cracked craniums. Sand
like
and dirt
wow.
would build up at the bottom of the loop and scratch people's backs as they zoomed onward toward the loopification. I mean, so then they'd stick in the loop and they had a hatch. It was crazy. Anyway, it was just, you have to watch it.
Okay.
It's so good.
Class Action Park. All right.
And Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
She is never, ever, 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 ever getting married again.
It's Drew. Wow.
She's been married 3 times.
Yes.
Once to Tom Green.
Mm.
And she just said, I mean,
wild ride.
Yeah.
Cracked cranium.
Yeah.
She said, I love that we're trying to hold on to an institution that started when the closest person to you for companionship was a 3-day horse right away and your lifespan was 30 years. Good point.
Okay. Bitter?
No,
good
she's
point.
Not bitter.
Good point.
Would you get married again?
Well, I don't need to. I'm good.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
You mean if
something.
No.
I mean, like, right? I
Why
think,
bother?
Like, one and done.
How much money do they have?
Right.
That's the only one, right?
I mean, you can have a companion.
Right.
But why would you make it official like that? It seems like a really dumb thing to
unless,
do.
Unless.
There's no prenup.
There's
he's
bank.
A bazillionaire.
There you go.
All right. I'm on your side in that one.
Let's be honest now. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We have a situation.
We have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
Okay, we got a situation. We have Allison on the phone, undisclosed location.
Right.
She sent us an email. Hey, good morning, Allison. So you sent us an email, I guess. It's been a couple of occasions where a small group of your friends have been getting together and not including you, right?
Right.
So the deal is, when you sent us the email, is that because you can't gather with tons of people now, the groups have gotten smaller. Like, you can only seat 6 at some restaurants. Mm. So your friend is going out with, like, your other group of friends and not including you. But when you go out to dinner, you always include her. Like, she'll say, I have other plans. And then you'll see on Facebook the next day, they went out without me.
Right.
It's mean.
Right.
It is mean. So it's happened a couple of times, right?
It has. Every weekend, I scroll and go on Facebook, and I see a photo of them at a different restaurant.
And that hurts.
Every time I'm doing it, they're getting the invite, and my husband is starting to think that it's him.
Oh, it might be. It's usually my husband.
Nice.
Anyway. the situation is, what do you do? Do you confront your friend in a nice way, or do you blow it off because, like, it's COVID and there's nothing you can really do? Or, and I like this option, are you petty and not invite her anymore?
Oh, is that what you would do, LBF?
Yeah.
Just be petty about it?
I'd just be like, you know what? You're not on my list either. And make some new friends. Hard, though, in COVID.
Wow. All right, Allison, I think I would maybe ask why.
Okay.
You know, the closest one that you're closest to, just say, hey, what's going on? You guys look like you're having a lot of fun, you know?
Did you lose my email?
Right.
You know?
Right.
I know the dilemma is that you can only have parties of 6 now. Is that what's
sometimes
going on?
In certain restaurants, you know, gatherings are really small. And when you don't make the A-list, you feel like a loser.
Yeah. But it's obviously bothering you, right? Otherwise, you wouldn't have emailed us.
I'm starting to think I should plan a dinner next weekend without them.
Oh, LBF.
That's my plan.
Wow.
LBF's in.
You're invited.
We'll post some stuff on the Facebook and make her jelly.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Even as adults, you don't. You think you were over this in high school, or
you're not. You're never. You're still that person in high school. You're like, why am I not invited?
Yeah. Is that how it feels?
It hurts my feelings.
Yeah. Well, we can't have that.
And let's hurt people hurt people. So don't invite her anymore.
All right, so that's the situation. Allison is wondering what she should do about not being included. It's been two or three times, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What should she do? Your thoughts, always welcome. You can give us a call. Chime in, 888-410-1057. Maybe you agree with LBF or me, or maybe you've got your own ideas on what Allison should do. All right, stay tuned, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, right. Thanks, Allison. Cool. We'll talk later, okay?
All righty.
Yeah, we'll see what advice she takes about what to do. I know you feel like you're back in high school when you see people that are out and about and you didn't get the invite.
Yeah, it was never a problem before because you could invite as many people as you wanted. But when you find out you don't make the A-list, it's you're back in eighth grade and you're not invited to the dance.
Mm-hmm. So Allison's going to be on listening for advice. If you want to give us a call, 888-410-1057. What advice did you have for... Nice lady. And her husband. Okay, let's do it.
We have a situation.
Oh, we have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
Maybe not major, but it's kind of bumming our listener, Allison, out that a couple of occasions she's seen on the weekends that her friends, small group, have gone out, not included her and her husband. It's kind of bumming her out.
Yeah, because of the COVID restrictions, you can only have a certain amount of people at tables and restaurants, and she didn't make the cut.
Twice.
And it's bad enough because it's kind of lonely out there anyway, but this is worse. It's just mean.
So your advice to Allison was?
Stop, because the thing is that this particular couple, she always includes in her, like, small group.
Stop including them.
Yeah, stop including them.
Yeah. Mine was just... You know, kind of gently find the one you're closest to and say, hey, what's going on?
That's
Gee,
so upfront.
So I get invited this weekend?
So upfront. I like to be passive-aggressive.
You could be slightly passive-aggressive with that. Okay, we have Sheila on the phone. Sheila, any advice for Allison who's feeling kind of bummed out before the weekend?
Well, you know what? It's funny because I've been in a similar situation,
mm-hmm.
and it is very painful.
Yeah.
But what I had to do is I had to reevaluate, like, if I meant that much to them,
right.
they'd be inviting me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. so you have to kind of evaluate where you stand with your friends and then make a decision.
Yeah.
If they don't make you a priority, you should not make them a priority. It's mm-hmm. self-care.
Right.
Really.
Yeah. It is. But I do think that she should say something.
That's,
you know,
just,
and
okay.
it doesn't have to be meaning, you know, and just say, hey, this is how I feel, you know, and it's okay that you're going to go out with them, but. I think I'm going to go in a different direction.
Yeah, third strike and they're out. That's right. what I would say. Okay, good stuff, yeah. Sheila. Thank
yeah.
you.
All right, okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye bye. ROR. Hi, who's this?
This is Lindsay.
All right, Lindsay, it's Bob and LBF. What do you have for advice for Allison?
Well, she should know that she is never anybody's second choice,
mm-hmm.
and she should just kind of just forget about them because. She's just not anyone's second choice, so if they're just not going to invite her, then pretty much bye. Like,
wow.
adios.
Demand to be first choice in your all of your relationships. 100%.
Is that a book?
Hey, I mean,
it should be. I'm going to name my book that.
So your advice to her is just to move on? Is that what you're saying? Forget it?
Yeah, I mean, it sucks. It sucks. I've been there, and just she has to know her worth because... She's a good person, you can tell, and it bothers her, because I've been there too, and it sucks, but at the same time, just know your worth.
Yeah, okay.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, you can tell she was hurt.
Yeah.
She's called, her husband's thinking it's him.
Know your worth.
So,
know your worth.
Lindsay says, move on, Allison. Okay, thank you so much for chiming in. Appreciate
it. No problem. Have a good one.
You too. So Allison's going to be listening for a few more calls. If you have some advice you want to give her on how to approach it, the weekend's coming up.
I know. She's going to be faced with this again.
Yep.
I'm working on my book, though.
Yeah. What's it called again? Know Your Worth?
Demand
okay.
to be
first. Demand to be first.
The first choice.
Okay. That's better, because the other one sounds like a financial book. Know Your Worth.
Yeah.
All right.
Not on my shelf.
No. All right. 888-410-1057. 1057, and we'll grab a few more calls coming up for Allison. But what do you have?
Well, we have a person, a celebrity who's never getting married, a celebrity who just got married, and a celebrity no one cares about, according to the meanest list in Hollywood.
Jeez, that's got everything.
It's got it all.
It's mean?
Yes. Mean, marriage,
wow.
Divorce. It's got it all.
Got it all. Coming up. Don Henley to Don Henley, right there.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Okay.
Actually, that was Glenn Frey, right?
Was it?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know anything about music.
Yeah, the Eagles. You know what? But you know about Dirty Laundry.
I certainly do.
Here
so
we
we've
go.
Got Never Getting Married, Who Just Got Married, but first, the meanest list in Hollywood. It's called the Celebrities Nobody Cares About Anymore. Yes. Ranker.com, because that's their job. They rank stuff.
Yep.
Decided to ask its users to name the celebrities they don't care about anymore. I mean, and like, you know, we're not talking about like Judy Garland, although I care deeply about her. Mm. But, you know, like recent.
Active.
Let's do the top five, shall we?
Okay.
Coming in at number five, Adam Sandler. Like, I care about him personally.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Oh, and happy birthday. But yeah, is he making anything?
No, he's just making bad movies with his friends that are
the same
mildly
formula.
Entertaining.
But didn't he sign a huge contract with Netflix to
just to make bad movies?
Yeah. Okay.
No offense, Adam.
He's number five?
Bruce Willis.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really care about him anymore.
Oh, he's
Where's
done.
He I met him once.
Did you?
Very fit and very bald.
Yeah, both.
And very aloof.
How tall was he?
Taller than me.
Oh, he was taller than you? Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, tall.
No, that's
so
true.
That's, like, not a great test.
No.
John Travolta. No. I kind of care about him.
John Travolta.
But he hasn't done any work. Jeez. Cuba Gooding Jr.
Who?
Yeah. he's also in a little bit of trouble for, you know, sexual assault,
me too.
I think. Nicolas Cage is number one.
That's been a long time.
I have, you know, if I was going to say I care about him, I care how bad of an actor he is. Like, Lucy is so totally into Moonstruck. Yeah. And I'm just like,
he's not good
enough. Snap out of it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
hey,
like, Lucy, snap out of
come
it.
Come on, move on.
I cut off my hand. It's just terrible. It's terrible. And then Peggy Sue got married. Oh, my God.
Peggy Sue got married.
Anyway, just some women on the list.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan, Jennifer Aniston, and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Really?
Jennifer Aniston was just in one of those Adam Sandler movies.
Yeah, there you go.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis.
Like, hey, you doing anything?
I care
no.
about her all the time.
She's hawking yogurt.
She's proactive.
Which one? Proactive?
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. Who's never, ever, ever getting married again?
Never,
but first, who
ever.
Just got married?
Okay.
David Harbour from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And Lily Allen,
now, who's
the singer.
She?
She's
Lily
a singer.
Singer.
She was kind of big in the... When was I listening to her? In the early 2000s? She had a couple of albums.
Like artsy...
British.
Okay.
Yes. Very adorable. It's his first marriage. She is, and it's his first marriage, her second. But they got married in Vegas, officiated by an Elvis impersonator at the Graceland Wedding Chapel.
Oh,
my brother
sounds about right.
got married in Vegas by a Elvis impersonator.
Oh, is that right?
You know who loves Elvis?
Oh.
Nicolas Cage.
Yes, he does.
Maybe it was Nicolas. He's not doing anything.
And they grabbed In-N-Out Burger afterwards. Have you ever had one of those?
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
I split one with Dave.
Split one?
Well, he had like one, and then I gave him the
That's
rest
what
of
I thought,
yeah. Very good. Okay. And then finally, who is never, 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 I will never get married again.
Uh-huh.
Drew Barrymore.
That's it for her, huh?
She said, I also believe people should never say the word, should not say the word never, and I will never, with a capital N-E-V-E-R, never get married.
Well, her name's not Drew Barrymore.
I know. Oh, your God, you waited all this time. She said
Barrymore.
She never wants to be entwined with someone like that ever again. You break up, you move on, you get divorced.
Really
it's just so different.
I did.
I ignore it. Like, it's
Drew,
like, it was
Drew
a good...
Mary.
That was something, Bob Johnson.
Well, that was just a, you know, something that you toss in there. Hope nobody hears it.
Exactly. So, right. And I just want to talk right over it.
You did. Okay. What else you got?
She has, by the way, Drew Barrymore has a new talk show that's premiering on Monday, September 14th.
Oh, that's why she's talking and being out there. Okay.
There's no reason for anybody to talk to the media unless they're hawking something.
Unless you're selling something.
Yep.
Good. All right. That had it all, LBF.
And one of your puns.
Ha ha ha. Drew Barrymore. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Nevermore.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine.
Don't even rope me into this.
You did it. Well, coming up, we are going to move on to Song Scramble number 18. If you were listening at 5 last night, J. Bo Jones had a player. Her name was Diane from Cambridge. She knew the second song. We've been stuck on number 1. So she knew 1 and 2.
Yep.
You're listening then. All you got to do now is 3, 4, and 5.
That's
coming up.
Yeah,
it sounds
okay.
So $1,000.
I know. Right?
I know. Nevermore, right? But anyway.
Nevermore.
You, 3 songs get you $1,000 if you know all 5. And then you're in the running for the big one.
1 million.
That's right. For the $1 million playlist. Your chance to play coming up next.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yeah, brought to you by Window Nation. Now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. Visit windownation.com. This is kind of like speed dating, LBF.
Yeah.
We've never met. We've never talked to Nancy Anderson from Rockland, but we are now. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Hey, there you are.
All right.
Okay. We wanted to talk to you. Yeah, so our player couldn't be available today. So, Nancy, you're caller number 10. You get to play Super Smart. Okay?
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Nancy from Rockland.
I live in Rockland with my husband and my 2 kids and called when I heard you say that your other person couldn't be there.
Yeah. So you're it.
All right.
So you know how Super Smart works, right? You get 10 questions right. You give you $1,000. Hey, if you're not sure about a question, say pass, Nancy. We have time. We'll get back to it, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Here we go.
Honeydew is a variety of what?
Donut.
In the tale Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack trade for the magic beans?
I don't remember. No.
VW stands for what car maker?
Volkswagen.
What traditionally tops the meat in a shepherd's pie?
Corn.
What was the name
gravy.
Of the... Excuse me?
Gravy.
What was the name of the bald millionaire who wanted to adopt Little Orphan Annie?
Oh, I forget. I passed.
For what crime was Susan B. Anthony arrested in 1872?
Pass.
What mammal has the longest pregnancy?
Elephant.
What part of the body is affected by tinnitus?
Feet.
In Disney's Peter Pan, what other ingredient is needed for flight besides fairy dust?
Think.
I don't know.
Think. Happy thoughts?
It's much easier when you're just listening.
Isn't it,
right?
Though, Nancy? Well, you got to. I counted.
I always get it right.
Yeah, I counted 3 correct, right?
Well,
yeah. I know you were thinking about the corn.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No.
Like potatoes.
Potatoes.
Is over the meat.
All right, here's what. So, honeydew is a variety of melon.
What would you
I
say?
I gave her that one.
You
gave
her also
a donut.
Honeydew, it's a chain.
It's a
it's
donut.
Not a variety.
You know what? I'm going to give it to her.
You're going to give it
judges,
to
her? Judges, give it to her.
I'm the judge. That's anyway, in the tale Jack and the Beanstalk, what did Jack trade for the magic beans? A cow.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally, tops the meat and shepherd's pie, mashed potatoes. Daddy Warbucks is the name of the bald millionaire who wanted to adopt little orphan Annie. Susan B. Anthony was arrested for voting in 1872.
It recently pardoned.
Right.
Yeah.
What part of the body is affected by tinnitus? Am I correct? I
some people
it.
Say
tinnitus.
Tinnitus. Yeah.
But I don't. Ears. and we got the happy thoughts.
There you go.
Let's end it with some happy thoughts, shall we?
Nancy, you'll have some happy thoughts, Nancy. We got a $100 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. How about that?
That's good.
Great. Yeah. Thank you.
You can get some shepherd's pie.
Yeah, you think? Aviva Trattoria. I'd like the shepherd's pie, please.
Maybe some honeydew melon.
Yeah, there. Maybe a meatball.
Nancy, thanks for listening. We appreciate you, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. If you want to play, go to WROR.com, sign up to play there. You can even play the home version of the game. It's multiple choice.
It is. It's multiple
How about
choice.
That? Play multiple times.
You can.
There it is.
You get smarter every time.
That's a
great idea.
I just got to leave. There we go. Okay.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Day 29, 79 degrees for your high today. A little muggy, but we're going to be cool.
Okay.
What do you have?
Well, have you been useful during your quarantine? I know I haven't been, but there's one 20-year-old who did something in his grandparents' backyard that I'm just absolutely...
Okay. Don't sell yourself short. You've been essential to the Boston listeners.
That's funny. You said that with a straight face.
Wow, I did. She's really essential.
Yeah, wow,
don't you think?
That is yes. Acting chops, sir.
Oscar? Is that Oscar worthy?
Oh, boy.
Okay. I mean it. All right. Brian Bell.
I always love this time of year. It's the National Toy Hall of Fame. The nominations are out. Makes you think of some of your favorite nostalgic toys.
Is there
that might be going?
Is there
the
a Hall of Fame you could go visit? That'd be fun.
It might be closed now. Fun. I don't know.
I think yeah, probably. Maybe virtually.
Okay. And I will tell you, kids might not think this is cool. There's a possibility that with the COVID, there will be no more school days or snow days.
Okay.
No more snow days.
Now we got to have snow days.
Well, apparently,
well, they don't have them in California.
Thing of the past. Yeah, they don't have snow days there. What do they got?
Wildfire
days. Wildfire
days,
actually. Wildfire days. Days. Terrible, yeah.
Fire days. Okay.
All right, more uplifting. Let's hear about it. Because I'm here to make people happy.
That's right.
So I've done pretty much nothing during my quarantine. I didn't learn a language. I didn't learn how to play the guitar. I certainly have been eating a lot. But this 20-year-old kid in Vermont has been quarantining with his grandparents this summer. And they let him build a roller coaster in their backyard.
Okay.
And he's always talked about it as a little kid. And so they said, you know, what else are you doing? Mm. And his 83-year-old grandfather got to be the first to ride it. And it's a pretty I mean, it doesn't do a loop-de-loop or anything.
Well, no.
But it's a roller coaster.
Wooden? Where'd he even get the wood? That's
Vermont.
Hard these years. That's true.
Yeah, it's not
Vermont.
Like, he's not doing it in Rhode
Built
Island
his own roller coaster. That's
Isn't that cool?
That is
so
really
you,
cool.
So if you're listening to this and you've done nothing during quarantine, oh well.
Build a Ferris wheel. Maybe it'd be nice.
Don't worry about it. Yeah. All right. Hey, remember this toy?
Lights, turn on the magic of colored lights.
Kids just pop in the colored pegs to create favorite characters or their own light pictures.
Lights, turn on the magic of shining lights.
Light Bright from Milton Bradley.
What a piece of junk that was.
Oh, wasn't it? I mean, you lost the
once.
Little things.
Yeah.
You tell you. Oh, yeah. You, and you like always you had a sibling who punched in the wrong things. And you're like,
yeah. Yeah.
Light Bright.
That was one of the nominees for the National Toy Hall of Fame 2020 class. The inductees are chosen by a panel of judges.
Yeah.
Pick three of them. And then the other three are kind of a, vote. You get to vote for your favorite. Player's choice at toyhalloffame.org. The other ones that are nominated this year, Baby Nancy, Bingo, Brayer Horses, Jenga, Light Bright, Masters of the Universe, He-Man, My Little Pony, Risk, Sidewalk Chalk, Sorry, Tamagotchi, and Yahtzee.
How about Ganip-Ganop?
Ganip-Ganop.
Ganip-Ganop is not nominated this year. Maybe you can nominate it next year.
I nominate Ganip-Ganop.
I really can't believe. Jenga's the only one that's worth it.
Yeah.
Masters of the Universe. That's pretty big.
What was Risk about? Was that like a...
That was a war game. You took over. Yeah. That was... You had to think. That was a thinking game.
Oh, that's why I don't know what it is. What's Risk? I have no idea. Can I have some blocks and build them? Jenga.
Nope. You would be at risk.
You play with the wooden blocks.
Exactly. In the corner.
I think you like Ganip-Ganop. That'll be going for you.
I think that's my speed.
Yeah, I think that's it. Okay. Oh, boy. This is happening in Denver, so it's only a matter of time before it happens here. The public school superintendent suggested in the future no more snow days. She says, Susanna, by the way, says the silver lining to what we are learning about the pandemic is the opportunity to continue learning even with the need to go into quarantine or potentially even around extreme weather conditions. My sense is, this is her, we'll be able to stay connected with our students via technology regardless of the weather, meaning no more snow days.
You know what? My father is going to be so pleased about this.
Why is that?
Because his mantra, and he owned a business, was there are no snow days, only snowy days.
And I love that. I love
Which
that about
you
your
gotta
dad.
You got to come in.
That's awesome.
We can only hope the internet goes out.
That's it. Sorry. Right. Not today. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. A scattered thunderstorm today. Maybe that'll help some of the mugginess.
Wow.
Thick. 79 today. And a thunderstorm tonight down to 65. Tomorrow, rain showers early and 66.
That's weird.
That's it. All she wrote. I wonder if that's the end of summer.
No, it's not. It's coming back.
You think so?
Yep.
Okay. It's 73 now. We have a lady on the phone. She wants to talk to you about one of the questions, I think.
Super smart?
Yeah. ROR, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, good. What's up?
Listen, I had a quick question for LBF.
Yeah, go ahead.
On that shepherd's pie, wouldn't technically the corn be over the beef and then the potato?
Wrong.
No, because here's how you make a shepherd's pie traditionally, and that was part of it. So you put in the meat and the onion, and I prefer peas, not corn, but that's just me.
With the meat.
With the meat, and then, or you put, you know, you put with the meat, but you top the whole thing with potatoes. It's a mashed potato frosting.
Okay, good way of looking at
it. I see.
Yeah.
I see.
No, you're not alone, though, Carl.
No, there's been controversy.
Yeah.
Well, I saw a recipe for that where the first time I had seen it that way, they mix the vegetables in with the beef, and that's how I make it now, and I use the peas and the carrots.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's excellent.
Good.
But you know, what you ought to do is you ought to make it, right? Drop it off. You know, so we'll...
Absolutely, with free forks, no problem.
Yes,
all right, exactly.
And we'll let you know how that worked out for you. Okay.
Well, great. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'll be right over.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Have a good day, guys. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Maureen.
Thanks, Maureen.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. Have a great day.
Well, why'd you say so?
Oh, I do. I work from home. I work from home, and I put you guys on and listen all morning.
Our boss is listening today, so this is perfect.
Yeah.
My secret is safe with you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Maureen.
Thanks, Maureen.
All right, take care.
Very nice. Don't hold your breath for the, you know, shepherd's pie. But you never know.
I want to make it now.
You want to make it.
Yeah. So think of it as
that
frosting.
That was one of your questions, right? And how'd you phrase the question?
What traditionally tops the meat in a shepherd's pie?
That's potato.
Potatoes.
Because the corn and the peas get mixed
inside,
together.
Yes.
Yeah. In Maureen's case, she does peas and corn.
This isn't a layer cake of meat and vegetables.
Yeah.
It's a shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie.
It's a mix.
Man, it's been a long time since I had that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shepherd's pie.
Anyway.
So hungry now.
She's going to bring it, I believe. I'm a true believer.
I can make it.
I'm a believer.
I can make that tonight.
Okay, maybe
I have
you can.
The ingredients.
That's awesome.